Sawal Kieja. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid, the preschool and after school program for brilliant kids. Welcome to the very first listeners episode of the Safari Quiz Show. You know, Michael, we've been getting feedback from our listeners via email that they're not able to get through to the show sometimes. You know how busy the lines get, right?
Obviously, because everybody wants to call in and answer your question because they find it very interesting.
Absolutely, and we felt really bad about that, and we have a very limited time on our regular show. So we said, why not do a completely listener special show where we just ask questions of the listeners? So we ask a lot more questions, so there's a lot more opportunity for people to call in and win prizes. What do you think of the idea?
I think it's a great idea, Vidya, because, you know, we want more participation from the audience, from the listeners, and this gives them the opportunity.
Absolutely. I'm hoping to hear some new callers today. So we have a full hour of listener questions today. So you have lots and lots of chances to answer questions and win prizes. So there's just me, Vidya, and our producer, Michael, in the studio today, and we'll be asking questions from you guys. We're giving out ice cream coupons from Cold Stone Creamery prizes, so be sure to call in for a chance to have some yummy ice cream soon.
Well, that sounds great. Can I put in for a
coupon too? Well, if you can answer one of your questions, I'll be sure to put your name down too. So before we begin, remember that you can listen to the show in three ways. On the radio, of course, on 1550 AM, and then you can go to radiozindagi.com and click on the live radio button, and you can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app. Hey, Michael, have you seen the new Radio Zindagi mobile app?
It is great.
It is fantastic,
isn't
it?
Really is.
I just tried it out a few days ago and I noticed that they've changed it a little bit. And now you have a Bay Area Life, New Jersey Life, and a couple of other non-stop music options.
Exactly. There's two. One Dhinchak, which is kind of no.
Party music,
and also the retro songs.
Retros for those who love old songs.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
If you haven't downloaded the Radio Zindagi app, now's the time to do so because you can have now the quiz show on the go, right?
Exactly.
So here's the format for today. I will have a number of mini themes based on some of the themes we've been doing in the show so far. So each mini theme will have two questions. So we'll take about maybe 15 callers per question. And then we'll take a break and come back with two more questions. So we'll keep doing this till the hour runs out. So as many questions as we can fit in the hour. So let me give you the call-in number again. Because believe it or not, Michael, I had a caller, rather an emailer, writing to us saying, that, what's your number? What's your call-in number? And I couldn't believe it because I feel like I've been mentioning that a lot.
Yeah,
but
I guess we got to mention it a little more times,
yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
And that is 510-770-1550. I'm going to give you that number again, 510-770-1550. And I'll keep repeating it through the hour so you never miss out on what the number is to call us. So shall we begin?
I think we're ready.
Okay, so the first theme is the first theme we started on the show on February 2nd. We already have a caller, so let's quickly take the call and see maybe they have a feedback for us. Hello, you're on air on the Safari Quiz Show.
Hey.
Hello, who's this?
I'm calling for the question.
Wow, we have somebody who wants to beat the question. Fantastic. I think we should reward devoted listeners like that. So, okay, here's the first question for you. Who's calling? First, tell me your name.
My name is Ojas and I'm calling from Santa Clara.
Your name is Ojas. Okay, Ojas,
yes.
Here's your question. This is a fairy tale question because this was our very first theme. And I'm glad you called in early because I guess you want to beat the buzzer, so to speak. The first question is, in Jack and the Beanstalk, what does Jack sell in exchange for the magic beans? What does he sell?
Jack sells his cow,
says Ojas, who took a big chance. Well done, Ojas. So Ojas says cow. Okay, who's our next caller? Our number is 510-770-1550. And our first question in the fairy tale theme is, in Jack and the Beanstalk, what does Jack sell in exchange for the magic beans? So while we're waiting for the callers, let me tell you, here is another call. Let's go to our caller. Hello, and you're on air with the Safari Quiz Show. Today is our all-listener special episode. What's your answer? What's your name and what's your answer?
My name is Sakshi, and I'm from San Ramon.
Yes, Sakshi. Tell me.
I think the answer is cow.
Sakshi also says cow. Okay, thank you, Sakshi. So let me tell all of you interested listeners that I know you're calling from places as far away as Santa Clara and San Ramon, and that's really exciting to us. We've even had some calls from Sacramento and, of course, Milpitas and Fremont, quite a few. But Pleasanton, also one of them. So if you have, participating from there, please try and definitely come and participate on the show live. We'd love for you to register to participate on the show, and I'll give out that information after we take the next call. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name? Hi, you're on air with the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Ishala,
we have lots of new callers. Ishala, what's your answer? My question was, did you hear the question? Jack and the Beanstalk, what does Jack sell in exchange for the magic beans?
A cow.
Ishala also says cow. Okay, let's go to our next caller. All right, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. You're on air. Who's this?
Hello.
Yes, hi.
My name is Shraddha.
Shraddha? Excellent.
Yeah, and I think the answer is cows.
Shraddha also says cow. Let's go to our next caller. Hello and welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
My name is Gaurav. I'm calling from Foster City.
Yes, hi Gaurav. Wow, Foster City. Yes, and your answer is?
The answer is Jack and the Beanstalk. Yeah. The answer is the cow.
The cow. Jack sold a cow. Okay, so we have Gaurav from Foster City. That's fantastic, Gaurav. Thank you. So as I said, you know, we have... Fantastic, isn't that, Michael? People are calling from really far off places.
Exactly, and you know, people are responding. They're listening.
that's great, and I'm happy that the show is getting so far. We have about 5 callers. We'll take maybe another 5 if we can get some, or we'll move on to the next question. So once again, let me tell you the question. Jack and the Beanstalk, that's our fairy tale theme. What does Jack sell in exchange for the magic beans? And here's our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. You're on air. Who's this?
Ishan.
Hi,
the
Ishan.
Cow.
Thank you, Ishan. Let's go to our next caller. Wow.
Hello.
Hi. Who's on the air?
Nirmal.
Could you spell your name, please?
N-A-M-A-N.
Naman. Oh, beautiful name, Naman. What's your answer?
Cow.
Thank you, Naman. So Naman sounded really young. So we have a lot of young listeners on the show. And for our young listeners, if you feel that some of the questions are really tough for you, remember that there is a special show coming up on April 2nd, which is a show for young listeners. We have second graders appearing on the show, so my questions are going to be stuff that even you can answer. So I'm so glad that we have so many people answering. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, you're on air. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show.
Please turn down your radio.
Hello?
Hi, yes, what's your name?
Sai Sankalpa.
Sankalpa? Sai Sankalpa.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
yeah.
a beautiful name. And what's your answer, Sai?
Cow.
Cow. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. Excellent. So maybe we'll retire this question for now and let's move on to our next question since we have a break from our phone calls. Okay. So, and Michael, I'm so happy because we have so many new callers. It looks like people were trying to call in and this was a good idea. Yeah. All right. Kids, this is your next question in our first theme, which is fairy tales. And our question is, in the story Chicken Little, what is Chicken Little afraid of? Remember, he had a saying that he used to keep saying as he was running around. And the question is, what is Chicken Little afraid of? And while we're waiting for the calls, I want to tell Oja, Sakshi, Ishala, Shraddha, all beautiful names, by the way. All of you people, even though you may be living a little further away from the studio, which is in Fremont, we would love to see you live in the studio one day to participate on the show. And the way to do that is to go to safarikidca.com. safarikidca.com and register. You'll see a register button there for the Safari Quiz Show. But if you get confused, if you go to the website and there is really nothing that you don't know exactly where to go to sign up, please write to me at safarikwizshow@gmail.com. That's safarikwizshow@gmail.com. Let me give out my call-in number again. This is also a question for the listeners. We don't have a contestants in the studio today, so the questions are all open to our listeners. And our Question is, in the story Chicken Little, what is Chicken Little afraid of? What is Chicken Little afraid of? Michael, do you know the answer to that question? Here's your option. Here's your chance to win a prize too, win an ice cream coupon.
Yeah, he was afraid the sky was falling.
I didn't mean for you to reveal it.
Well, I'm going to compete for the coupon as well.
You're going to compete for the coupon too. All right, so let me give you the question again. Oh, we have a caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, yes. Who's calling?
Ishala.
Ishala is calling again. She's listening to our show today. Yes, Ishala, and what's your answer? What was Chicken Little afraid of?
The sky is falling.
Ishala says sky is falling. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hello, you're on air with the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
My name is Samrid, and I'm 10 years old.
Your name is Samrid?
Yes.
Samrid, you're of the right age to participate live on our show as well. So I hope you'll think about competing in our live show in the studio as well. What's your answer?
The falling sky.
Falling sky, says Samrid. Let's go to our next caller. Yes, you're on air with the Safari Quiz Show. What is Chicken Little afraid of?
Hi, my name is Shraddha.
Yes, Shraddha.
And I'm from San Ramon.
Yes, and what's your answer?
And the answer is Chicken Little is afraid of the sky falling down.
Chicken Little is afraid of the sky falling down. Thank you, Shraddha. Let's go to our next caller. Okay, you're on the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Pratham and I'm 10 years old.
Can you give me your name again?
Pratham.
Gautam. Yes, Gautam. What's your answer?
Pratham.
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 P-R-T-H-A. Got it. Pratham. Yeah. And what's your answer?
From the falling sky.
The falling sky. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hello and welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
My name is Gaurav and I'm 10 years old and I'm calling from Foster City.
Oh yes, hi Gaurav. So tell me what your answer is.
The answer is he's afraid that the sky's falling.
Afraid sky. Did you watch the movie Chicken Little?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yes, it's really good, isn't it? It's really funny. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kiran.
Kiran. Yes, Kiran. What's your answer?
And the answer is that Chicken Little is afraid that the sky is falling.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
Siobhan. And the answer is falling sky.
Falling sky. And can you spell your name for me, please? Shavan?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Shavan. Let's go to our next caller. Hi. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this? You're on air.
My name is Nisha and my answer is the sky is falling.
Fantastic. Thank you, Nisha. I think we have enough answers now. We'll close this particular question. We're going to take a break. And when we come back from the break, we will tell you who won the Jieja Sawal Kieja, and welcome to the very, very special listeners-only episode of the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host, Vidya, sitting here with producer Michael, and that's all. Those are the only two people in the studio here today because I'm asking the questions of the listeners today. And Michael, fantastic. We've had such a great response from a lot of new callers. So I think I'm really happy that we did this show. And let me give out our call and call in number again, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550, and it makes me really happy that so many new kids are getting an opportunity to call in for a chance to win prizes. And we have to announce the winners of the first two questions that we did today. The theme was fairy tales, which was the first ever theme of the Safari Quiz Show, of the first ever show that we did. Okay. So the winner of the very first question, which was, what does Jack sell in exchange for the magic beans? And the answer, of course, was a cow, is Naman. Naman, congratulations. If you're listening to the show right now, please write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com saying you won question number one with your address and we'll send the ice cream coupon to you. And winner for our second question, the Chicken Little question, is Ishala. Congratulations, Ishala. Also a new caller, I think. And Ishala, please write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com and we'll get the prize to you too. Okay, so our second theme for today is Indian mythology. Now, Michael, if you remember, the kids in the studio did not do very well on this topic when we first asked the questions, remember?
Yeah, that's true, because unfortunately, they don't pay attention to our own old, very interesting, very interesting
stories. You know why?
Right.
Because every child I spoke to said that they were very familiar with Roman and Greek mythology because there are some very good authors who write fantastic books for kids with very interesting adventure stories. I wish somebody would do that for our Indian myths as well, right? Have Hanuman as a crime-fighting hero.
Yeah, exactly.
And kids would know. That's an idea. Maybe I'll do it sometime.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So here's our first Indian mythology question. And I think the parents, of course, are going to, the mummies and daddies are going to know this question, the answer to this question, but I think a lot of kids are going to know it as well, and I guess the kids who know it first will get to call in first, and we'll take those calls first, so you have a better chance. So here's our first question. What is the name of the god with the head of an elephant? What is the name of the god with the head of an elephant? And our call-in number is 510-770-1550, and here's our first caller. Yes, hello. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Sahitya Shri.
Sahitya Shri. Beautiful name,
yeah.
Sahitya Shri. Tell me, what's your answer?
My answer is Lord Ganesha.
Ganesha is her answer. You know, Ganesha has many names, and I'll accept any name so long as it's the name of that particular god. Yes, who's on the line? Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mamta, and I think the answer is Ganesha.
To do is to write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com and we will send your prize to you once you give us your address. Okay, so we just did question number 5, which was, what is the name given to a scientist who studies animals, where our theme was nature? Here's our next question. And if you want to take a chance, you can call in right away, 510-770-1550. The question is, what is the name given to a group of monkeys? What is the name given to a group of monkeys? Do you want to take a chance? Who's calling?
This is Shagun.
Shagun, yes. You want to take a chance on that? What is the name given to a group of monkeys?
I would say a flock.
A flock of monkeys? Okay, Shagun,
sure.
Thank you. All right, let's go to our next... this is not an easy question, so I think people are going to have to look it up. All right, not a problem. The question is, what is the name given to a group of monkeys? We are talking about the nature theme and you are listening to the Safari Quiz Show. I am your host Vidya, sitting with producer Michael in the studio today. While you are figuring out what a group of monkeys is called, let me tell you a little bit about Safari Kid. It's a preschool and after school program which has 10 locations in the Bay Area. And kids go there, even older kids go there after school to learn things and to participate in all kinds of very, very interesting after-school activities like robotics and drama and speech and debate and things like that. Okay, so you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show and we have a nature question. What is the name given to a group of monkeys? And we have our caller, first caller, second caller. Hi, who's this? You're on air. Tell me your name.
Hello.
Who's this?
My name is Shraddha.
Shraddha, what's your answer, Shraddha?
I think the answer is a troop or a barrel.
Thank you, Shraddha. Let's go to our next caller. Hey. Hi. You're on air.
Hi, my name is Nisha, and a group of monkeys is called a barrel.
A barrel of monkeys. Has anybody played with a barrel of monkeys? It's a very cute toy. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
My name is Janaz.
How do you spell it?
J-E-N-N-A-Z.
Janaz. Okay, Janaz, what's your answer?
A group of monkeys is called a troop.
A troop. Okay, let's go. So we have two answers, a troop and a barrel. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
My name is Ayush.
Ayush.
Barrel of monkeys.
A barrel of monkeys. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hello. My name is Pari.
How do you spell it, sweetie?
My answer is tribe.
Tribe. And how do you spell your name?
P-A-R-I.
Pari. And she says tribe of monkeys. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hi,
Hi, my name is Sunita, and it's a barrel of monkeys.
Sunita?
Mamta.
Mamta. Yes, Mamta. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hello, this is Sharma.
Shavan? Shagun?
Sharma.
Shana? Okay.
Okay. So a group of monkeys can be called a tribe. It can be called a carload. It can be called a barrel. It can be called a troop.
We have a very, very knowledgeable kid out there. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, this is Anish.
Anish?
Yeah.
Yes, Anish?
My answer is a troop or a barrel of monkeys.
Thank you. Let's go to our next caller. Let's do two more calls because I want to ask a very fun question in the sports category, and I won't get time if we don't have we don't take a break soon. So hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Pradyun.
Pradyun.
And the answer is a troop or a barrel.
Thank you, Pradyun. Let's go to our last caller on this question. Who's this? Hi, you're on air.
Oh, hello. My name's Saima.
Saima?
Saima, yes.
S-A-I-M-A?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
And what's your answer?
A barrel.
Thank you, Saima. And that was the last question for this section, which is the nature. I had two questions. And my second question was, what is the name given to a group of monkeys? We're going to take an extremely short break just to do a raffle to find out who won. And when we come back, we'll do a sports theme. Okay? You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jieja Sawal.
Safari Quiz Show.
Jieja Sawal Kieja. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya, doing a listener special today. Our last theme was nature, and our two winners, let me announce them quickly because I want to ask two more questions. Question number 5 was Ashmi. Ashmi, you won question number 5, name of the name given to a scientist who studies animals. And question number 6, name given to a group of monkeys, was won by Anish. Both of you, Ashmi, Anish, please write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention your question number and your address, and we'll get your prize to you as soon as we can. Okay, now we have a sports theme. And let me give the number out again, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. And we have somebody who wants to take a chance and answer the question, so let's go to that caller right away. Hi, and welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
My name is Shagun.
Shagun wants to take a chance. Okay, Shagun. You know what, Shagun? You have exactly the kind of profile of person we would like to have on the live show. So if you live anywhere nearby, or even if you don't, come and participate on the show. Go to safarikidsca.com and register, okay? And here's your question. This popular Indian game involving batsmen and bowlers is also the name of an insect. This popular Indian game is also...
Oh, this is easy. The answer is cricket. And in fact, yesterday, India and Australia were playing a test match, and we had 0 wickets taken in the first 50 to 60 runs.
Fine. I'm glad you're following it, Shagun. And I would love to see him in the studio with Arjav, right? It would be very exciting.
Yeah.
Come over. Participate. Thanks. Come. All right. Next caller. What's your answer? Hi. First, what's your name?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Anish.
Anish, and what's your answer, Anish?
Cricket.
Okay, Anish. Anish says cricket. In Indian game, that's also the name of an insect. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
This is Shamit.
Shamit, what's your answer, Shamit?
The answer is cricket.
Thank you, Shamit. Next caller. Hi, what's your name?
And the game is cricket.
You know, I think she did call earlier, right? What's your... Can you spell your name again? I'm sorry.
A-A-Y-U-S-H.
Oh, Ayush, of course. I don't... For some reason, I never hear it properly. Thank you, Ayush. Let's go to our next caller. Hi. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Sabhyata.
Sabhyata?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your answer, Sabhyata?
Cricket.
Thank you. Let's go to our next caller, and that will be... Maybe we'll take two more calls so we can ask one more question. Yes, hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Aman.
Aman? Okay, Aman.
Yes.
What's your answer?
I think it's cricket.
Aman says cricket. And let's go to our last caller for this question. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Pradyun.
Pradyun.
And the answer is cricket.
Answer is cricket. Maybe one more. Okay, let's take that last call. And that is absolutely the last call for this question. Who's this? Who's on air?
Hello, my name is Nisha and the answer is cricket.
Okay. So now we have a last question, which is going to require a little bit of thinking. This is also a sports question. We're coming to the end of the hour, so we just have time for this one last question, after which we'll have to say bye-bye to the listener episode. But, you know, when we come back next week with our regular episode, there'll still be three listener questions with an opportunity to get more prizes, okay? So here is the last question of today. It's a sports question. Listen to it very carefully. If a toy costs 75 cents and I give the cashier a dollar, I get this, which is also the name of a position in American football. If a toy costs 75 cents and I give the cashier a dollar, I get this, which is also the name of a position in American football. It's a sort of a riddle. And let's see, we do have a caller. We have. Let's go to our caller. Hello. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Shraddha.
Yes, Shraddha. And what's your answer?
My answer is a quarter.
Thank you, Shraddha. Let's go to our next caller. Let me give you the question again. I want a precise answer. If a toy costs 75 cents, I give the cashier a dollar, I get this. Also the name of a position in American football. So the question is, what is the name of the position in American football? You're on air. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes.
This is Abby.
Abby? And your answer is Abby?
Quarterback.
A quarterback. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
My name is Jasmine.
Jasmine?
Quarterback.
Yes, but what's your name again?
Jasmine.
Jasmine, okay. Okay, let's go to our next caller.
Quarterback.
Thank you. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, I'm Anish.
Anish, and what's your answer, Anish?
Quarterback.
Anish also says quarterback. Michael, don't you think that's a cute question? They get a quarterback. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Who's this?
Hi.
What's your name? I think we lost them. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Shamit.
Shamit, and your answer is Shamit?
The answer is quarterback.
Okay, thank you, Shamit. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Vishal.
Vishal, what's your answer,
and
Vishal?
And the answer is quarterback.
Thank you, Vishal. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Oh, my name is Inder.
Inder, another new caller.
Yeah.
Hi, Inder. Yes, what's your name? What's your answer?
The answer is quarterback.
Quarterback. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi, my name is Kiran, and you would get a quarterback.
Okay, you'd get a quarterback. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, who's this?
Ayush.
Ayush. And your answer is?
Answer is a quarterback.
Okay, let's go to our last caller for today. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Sabhyata and the answer is quarterback.
Sabhyata is our last caller for our listeners special. We're going to take another quick break so that we can come back and give you the names of the last two winners. And also wind up the show. So if you've been still trying to call and you couldn't call in, please do call, listen again next week, because we'll have more listener questions then, though it won't be a listener special. And I look forward to having all of you listen to the show again and try to call in again. And let's take a quick break, Michael, and back with the answers.
Andrew, do you know any good preschool and after-school programs?
Safari Quiz Show.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We just have a few seconds to announce the winners of question number 7 and 8. Question number 7 was won by Saima, and question number 8 was won by Vishal. They're both new callers, so I'm really happy about that. Please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com to win your prizes. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's show. This was a really popular show, so maybe we'll try and do another one sometime soon. Meanwhile, It's the end of today's very special listeners episode. Hope you everybody had a lot of fun. Please let us have your feedback for this at safariquizshow@gmail.com. You can even suggest topics for future shows. The show was produced by Michael and the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. I'm your host Vidya saying, Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja, until next time. Bye-bye.